keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the 2026 legislative session. The Kansas Legislature website offers live stream on its YouTube channel and tools to track bills, committee assignments, votes, and calendars. The site also lists lawmakers' contact information and lets residents submit written testimony for committee hearings. For more information, you can find that link on our website, WIBW.com. And fire crews in Lyon County responded to a house fire yesterday evening. The fire happened just before 6 p.m. about 15 miles southeast of Emporia. A grease fire in the kitchen sent one resident of that home to the hospital. Their condition is unknown at this time. The investigation is still ongoing. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars. Skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Stay connected to the teams you love with Coaches Rewind on Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. Hear our area coaches break down the games, share standout moments, and preview what's coming next. It's local sports straight from the people who know it best. Coaches Rewind is brought to you by Cantu Auto Repair, Wakanda Boats, Lakeside Auction and Consignments, Hometown Insurance in Tipton, Goheen and Slavic CPA, Farmway Credit Union, and Heineken Electric. Local sports, local voices, it's Coaches Rewind on Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows level off around 36. Highs level off around 61. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour wrecker service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Wichita State's Kenyon Giles erupted with a career-high 33 points, powering a shorthanded Wichita State team to a 78-67 victory over North Texas on Sunday afternoon inside Charles Koch Arena. Wichita State was without starting wing TJ Williams, who missed the game due to a concussion. Giles scored his 33 points on a very efficient 13 of 17 shooting. He added four three-pointers and while going 3 for 3 at the charity stripe. The only other player in double figures was Dylan Battle, who nearly had a double-double. He had 10 points and 9 rebounds. As a team, the Shockers shot 51% from the field compared to 37.5%, 45.5% from beyond the arc compared to 30%. The Shockers are now 10-7 on the season and improved to 2-2 in American Conference play. After being on ESPNU on Sunday, they'll have another nationally televised game when they hit the road to Boca Raton to take on Florida Atlantic Thursday at 8 p.m. That game will be on ESPN2. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Why travel hours for advanced surgical care when the latest robotic technology is available right at home? At Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit, we offer robotic-assisted procedures designed to help patients heal faster with smaller incisions, quicker recovery, and greater precision. We're proud to deliver exceptional care in North Central Kansas. Call 785-738-9405 today for a surgical consultation. MCHHS. Ready, reliable, right here.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball and wrestling dominated the weekend competition Friday and Saturday. In area girls' scores, Beloit moved to 7-1 with a 49-38 win over Hoisington. Pike Valley topped Lakeside girls 51-25. It was Sylvan Lucas girls 61, Tescott 27. Osborne girls 64, Lincoln 29. KDNS 94.1 game of the week. Junior Ava Brummer threw in a three-pointer to give St. John's Tipton a 48-45 win over 5th ranked in Division 1 of 1A Rock Hills. Miss Center topped Ellis 52-8. And on Saturday, it was Clifton Clyde 75, Thunder Ridge 10. Pike Valley 56, Deschler, Nebraska 53. Lakeside girls lost to Osborne 64-20. On the boys' side Friday night, Beloit moved to 7-1 with a 43-39 win at Hoisington. Lakeside moved to 4-3 with a 70-64 win at Pike Valley. Sylvan Lucas topped Tescott 58-24. Lincoln beat Osborne 49-40. On the KDNS 94.1 game of the week, it was St. John's Tipton 57, Rock Hills 36. Stockton beat Natoma 68-47. And Smith Center boys got their first win 53-48. On Saturday, it was Thunder Ridge boys beating Clifton Clyde 50-43. Pike Valley lost to Deschler, Nebraska, 86-33, and it was Axtell over Lincoln, 77-48. Scores from the conclusion of the Amos Morris Classic in Russell on Saturday. Boys' 7th place game, Phillipsburg 77, Smith Center 50. Girls' 5th place game, Phillipsburg 36, Smith Center 34. Girls' 3rd place game, Central Plains 46, Sylvan Lucas 33. Boys' 3rd place game, Sylvan Lucas 68, Ellsworth 41. Girls' championship game, Ellsworth 58, St. John's Tipton 35. Boys' championship game, it was Central Plains 61, St. John's Tipton 42. At the J.R. Durham Girls Invitational Wrestling Meet at Norton on Friday, it was Beloit's Bentley Pruitt getting fourth at 155. She went 2-2. It was Beloit's Taylan Bachover getting second at 125. She went 2-1. For Smith Center on the girls' side, it was Audrey Turner getting second at 105. She went 3-1. Also second was Carper Franklin at 145. She went 3-1. And Kylie Ocha, the defending champion at 110, got first. She went 3-0. On the boys' side for the Beloit Trojans, it was Brogan Monty getting first at 138. Henry Tice second at 126. Hunter Koenig fourth at 120. Casey Green was fifth at 106. Cashin Reiser was fifth at 190. Kellen Elam was third at 132. And Marshall Green was sixth at 157. Also, Tyler Binder finished third at 113 for the Beloit Trojans. Smith Center Redmond at the 2026 J.R. Durham Invitational. Dominic Kattenberg finished second at 215. Gannon McCoy was fourth at 144. Gunnar Nichols was fourth at 150. Ian Stansbury was fourth at 113. Carson Nichols with fourth at 138. Carson Montgomery won the 285 class. Corey Weltmer was fourth at 190 pounds. And Parker Hutchison won the 165-pound class.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer. And their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.